You're listening to another episode of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 221.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, what's going on, rock stars? Hope you guys are doing fantastic today, and I am so pumped. I am actually, in a few hours here, I'm going to be hopping on a private charter with Eric, my family, Eric Stark and his family, and another friend of ours, PJ, who's a videographer, and we are boarding a short, about 35, 40 minute flight over to Bimini. Because tomorrow, Eric Stark and I are hosting the Holiday Mastermind. We rented a ridiculous place with a private beach and a pool, and we got about 12 or 13 just absolute studs who are killing it in their business across the country, all high-level experienced investors. And the really, really cool part about this is that, you know, if you guys heard episode 200 or some of the other ones that I've spoken about in the past, this is the culmination of, you know, three different elements of my vision that are really, really important to me. And that's, you know, charity / giving back. It's masterminding with high level people. And then it's also vacationing and traveling. So we've combined the three different elements of this. And, you know, for the next 5 days, so tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be masterminding at the mansion, probably by the pool or by the beach for the entire day, you know, from like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we got a really, really cool dinner planned for everybody involved. And then Saturday, we chartered a private boat for an excursion where we're going to be, you know, petting stingrays and snorkeling around a shipwreck and, you know, just hanging out with everybody and their family. And pretty much the rest of the trip is just vacation. And yeah, we'll be masterminding, you know, sidebar conversations and things like that. But it's really about going deep with the right kind of people. And then what's really, really awesome about this is that it's impacting charity. So we're coming alongside the We Are Graces charity organization. Which is the charity that the Life and Air community has been supporting for years now. And we're donating 100% of the proceeds to We Are Graces, which essentially provides housing, you know, schooling, et cetera, for a lot of the poor kids in Antigua, Guatemala. So this is something Eric and I did last year around in December, right after the Hurricane Irma hit the Keys, raised a bunch of money to benefit the families in the Florida Keys. And then I'm excited because I'm going to be in Bimini in a few hours and just getting together, masterminding with some really, really cool people and then just vacationing with them and their family. So if you guys have any interest in that in the future, Eric and I are probably planning on doing this once or twice a year. Just reach out to me, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and just put in the subject line Holiday Mastermind. Okay, so guys, aside from that, just a quick kind of public service announcement here. I am in the middle of interviewing several people for our acquisition manager role. So, you know, number one, I'm looking for somebody that's the right culture fit, fits our core values, and then brings a certain skill set to the table as far as sales is concerned. So if you guys have any interest in that and you feel like you might be a right fit, you know, I wasn't going to mention this, but thousands of people hear this podcast and you just never know you know, who might hear it. And even if you're not interested, if you think of someone in mind, please forward them this podcast. But all you got to do is go to flipempire.com/team member, flipempire.com/team member. And you can go ahead and apply there. That'll start the process. So guys, enough of that. Let me talk about just some things I want to share with you here that I think can really benefit you and your team, especially if you're in the process of building a team, and or if you already have a team. Several things that, you know, we've done from the beginning. Some of these things we're tweaking, a few things we're implementing or just getting better at, and it's really about how you can create the right type of culture with your team, but how you can get more out of your team members, you know, so whether it's your acquisitions team, dispositions, whatever it might be. The first thing I want to just kind of touch on, and this is going to be a pretty short episode, but, and I can dive into this more in the future if you guys want, but, you know, get to know your team on not just a professional level, but get to know them on a personal level. You know, one of the things that I'm going to be implementing here is taking one new team member out to lunch every week, you know, and yeah, you can talk to them about their role and the business, and but find out, like, get to know them personally. Get to know what makes them tick, what's important to them, what are their dreams, their goals, their desires, their aspirations. What do they like to do for fun? You know, so I'm in the process of interviewing people right now. That's one of the first things I ask right off the bat, you know, because I just want to get to know them on a personal level first. You can find out a lot about someone by just understanding what they enjoy doing, where they like to spend their personal time, what's most important to them, what drives them, what fuels them. So this sounds very obvious, but I'll be honest with you. Like, this is something I feel like I could do, even though I do know my team on a personal level, I feel like I can go even deeper with them, right? And that's one of the things that we're planning on doing once a quarter, is doing some sort of retreat where we, you know, we rent an Airbnb house or something, and, you know, we just get together for a couple of days, and yeah, we're strategizing, we're planning, etc. But we're also just having fun, getting to know each other, and just building that camaraderie, that bond, that community. That's why people stay. It's not so much the money, the compensation. Yeah, that's important, but it's about what your business stands for. It's about, you know, at least for us, that's the type of culture that we're building here, is we want fun, young, energetic, you know, people that I want to hang out with outside of work in the business, right? So get to know, you know, make sure that your staff and your team knows that they're appreciated, not just for what they bring to the table, but, you know, they feel valued, appreciated for who they are as people. And so just try to connect with them more on a personal basis. Try to implement something where once a week or even once a month, you're getting together with them. You're trying to do something fun. And again, this is something I'm speaking to myself as much as I am to you, that I know I can do a better job of, that I'm going to be stepping up in. And matter of fact, one of our team members is I'll be seeing him in Bimini in a couple of hours here, and he's going to be joining us here for this mastermind. And so that's just one example, right? Aside from that, guys, you know, make sure that you are carving out time to communicate with them at the very, very minimum on a weekly basis, like a structured call. But really, I would even recommend doing a daily short huddle, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And on this huddle, you know, there's several things you can do to really get the most out of it. Number one, celebrate victories. You know, high five each other, whether it's contracts that you guys have signed, closings that you guys, you know, just completed, or upcoming closings. You know, one of the things that we do is we have a team Voxer chat, and we celebrate wins, you know, and yeah, we communicate about other things, but when we get a new contract, we're like virtually high fiving each other, we're pumping each other up. And that's the type of culture that we're striving to, you know, to just continue to grow. So make sure that you guys are celebrating your victories. Okay. The other thing is encourage competition, you know, and think outside the box here. You know, it could be a gift card, or it could be some sort of bonus, or it could be, I mean, you can get super, super creative. But you know, maybe it's certain number of appointments that your acquisitions team goes on this week. Hey, if we reach this number, this is what's going to happen. Or if we reach this number of closings or this revenue number, you know, you can get super creative, but encourage competition, friendly competition, because for a lot of people that brings out the best in them. And I think, you know, your job as a leader is to understand which levers to pull depending on the type of person and personality type that you're dealing with. And that, you know, that's just something that as a leader, you need to just know how to get the most out of your team. The other thing you guys can do on these daily huddles is, you know, review the hot leads, review the upcoming appointments. That's something that I'm doing more and more with my main acquisitions guy is, you know, before he goes on an appointment, I'm diving in there and I'm asking him questions. It's almost like a short quiz, but, you know, I'm making sure that nothing is missed or that he gets a different perspective. And we're doing like a deal pipeline review, appointment review. We're looking at hot leads and we're making sure that we're staying on top of those. You know, so that's one thing you can do on these calls. And then just ask your team, hey, what are the top two or three things that you're going to accomplish today? Have them report on that if you're going to implement this daily huddle. And guys, you can get a lot more content about this daily huddle. It's certainly not something that I made up or anything, but you know, there's a lot of successful people that implement this daily huddle. If you're not going to do that, do a weekly huddle. But the point is that you want to stay in contact with your team. And just to recap, get to know them on a personal level, not just a professional level. Understand their dreams, their goals, their desires, and come alongside them and help them in accomplishing those things. You know, don't be selfish and just make it about your business. Make sure that they feel fulfilled, not just when what they're doing within your business and specifically the role that you know that they're occupying, but also, you know, again, just what can you do to help them personally? And then, you know, think about implementing a daily huddle where, you know, you guys are celebrating your wins, or there's several ways you could celebrate your wins. I mean, I talked about Voxer just being one of them, but on those daily huddles, you know, you can do ongoing training. You can have your team report on the top two or three things that they're going to get done for the day. But definitely implement something where, you know, you're reviewing upcoming appointments with your acquisitions team. You're looking at the hot leads and the ones you're going to be following up on, et cetera. Guys, I know I flew through this. I got to get ready. I'm not even done packing yet. I got to wrap up a few things and then I'll be hopping on this flight to Bimini. So pumped. Make sure that you stay plugged to me on Instagram and on Facebook. I'm sure I'm going to be posting videos, pictures, etc. You know, I'd love to have you on the next one. If you see the value in not only masterminding, but you want a vacation with cool people and you're somebody that has a go-giver's heart and you want to go ahead and give back to charity. So this is something that Eric Stark and I are going to be doing at the very minimum on a yearly basis, maybe twice a year. So really, really looking forward to this trip. It's been planned for months and we got some awesome people. I won't even mention who's going. A lot of them you'd know, but just stay plugged into Instagram. You can follow me. I think it's instagram.com/AlexPardo25. And then Facebook, you know where to find me. Just type in Alex Pardo. You can connect with me on Facebook. And yeah, guys, I appreciate you. I know I flew through this because I'm a little bit tight on time here. So sorry if I spoke fast. For those of you that like to listen to me on 1.5 or 2X, you probably didn't have to do this for this one. But anyway, guys, love you, appreciate you, and thank you for all of those, all of you who have taken the time to submit a rating and review in iTunes. We're just over, I want to say about 108, 109 or so, maybe more, and really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.